We're sharing interviews on Galesburg's Evening News for Galesburg On Track, a heart and soul community, listening to residents who share their perspectives on the community. Tonight's guest is Galesburg High School senior Tavian Cervantes. Welcome to the program. I'm happy to have you here to share some of your experiences. And a senior at GHS, so tell us about a little bit about your 4 years and how you became interested in wrestling and football. How did that come about?
Well, as far as athletics, it's a funny story with football because a lot of times with the machismo that you associate with football, you usually expect it to be like the guy just wants to play football and knock some heads and stuff. But I actually never really wanted to play football. That wasn't like a sport I wanted to get into. But then my mom actually forced me to try it. And I had actually wanted to go into boxing, but she said that you get too many concussions and all that from that. So she forced me to go the first day of JFL, and I came back with a grin ear to ear. And from there, the rest was history. Here I am, senior, still playing. That was fifth grade. Wrestling, that was the sport that I always wanted to do. I grew up watching my uncles play. And that was the sport that I wanted to do for sure.
You know, that's a sport, and I think I told you before the program that that's one that I don't think everybody quite understands. But
right,
do you find yourself explaining the sport to people and saying, yeah, you know, this is really what it means, and this is why I like it so much?
Yeah, there's two types of people that you'll talk about with wrestling, and that's the two types of wrestling conversations you'll have. You'll either be talking about wrestling with someone who knows it is, or you're describing what it is. There's no in between. More times than not, you're just describing what it is and what it's about, how the scoring works. And
why did you find it fascinating, even past your uncle's participation in the sport? What do you like about it?
The key word with wrestling is toughness. I don't think any other sport that I've really come across requires such a level of toughness. You know, since it is an individual sport, there's a time where you just have to overcome everything by yourself. The opponent, the fatigue, the mental strain, it's just a very rigorous sport.
And I know you told me that matches don't last a long, long time, but training must last to build up that kind of endurance.
Right. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, one practice you'll run a marathon and the next you'll be running straight sprints, because you need to work every muscle that you can. You need to get your conditioning as best you can, and all of it just to go out there for 6 minutes, you know, because that's all you have is 6 minutes to prove yourself, prove who's the better wrestler and who's the better athlete and who's tougher. You know,
do you see this as something that can carry you maybe through college or even later in life in terms of being in shape?
For sure. One of the greatest wrestling quotes is, once you've wrestled, everything else is easy. And I truly believe that, you know, when you have any type of adversity, once you wrestle, there's a certain know-how on how to handle it. You know, any type of, loss, any type of, whenever you're down, any type of struggles, it's a good founding on how to handle that.
I don't want to concentrate too much on the athletics, but when you're looking at something like wrestling and some other sports, is there like a, how do I want to word this? Is there like a professionalism or kind of a code among the athletes in wrestling that set up some parameters for how you behave?
Usually with wrestling, that's where you see some of the most respectable guys that you'll see. You know, like when I'm going, you know, when we go on the road for everyone, you don't have trouble on the buses. People aren't like throwing stuff or causing drama or anything. And when you're in public, you can tell a wrestler by the walk, you know, their chest is up and they'll shake your hand, look you in the eyes and treat you with respect and everything. But on the same token, wrestlers are some of the most cocky people I've ever met in my life.
No kidding.
You know, and you really need that though. You have to genuinely think you're the best in order to be the best in a sport like that, because the next guy does think he's the best and he wants to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Does college hold wrestling for you, or will you look at college in terms of wrestling, do you think? I take it you're going away to school.
Yeah. I actually didn't. I thought that this senior year was going to wrap up football and wrestling for me. I was just going to focus on academics, but I actually talked to a D1 athlete, a national champion actually, about what he thought of it. He told me to think about my life up to this point and what it centers around. And I realized that it's centered around my athletics. So if I went into a new situation, and then made something else new by taking away those athletics, I would be putting myself at even more of a disadvantage as I went on to a new life. You know, as I started a whole new school, whole new area, whole new friend base, you know, it'd be too much change not to have that extra leg up just having a similar routine. So I think wrestling for sure is in my future. I can't say the same about football because I've had one too many concussions from football that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to hang up the helmet.
Yeah. No. But you could be wrestling in college, in other words.
Right. Yeah.
Aside from the athletics, are there subjects that you find fascinating or that you can't wait for the next chapter? I mean, what would you study if you went away to college, do you think, outside of the athletics?
My focus right now mainly is either going into business, engineering, or neuroscience. There's a certain connection I have with neuroscience because I have seen my brain on paper so many times from getting hit or hitting, you know.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. But then I've always had a thing for business and a love for math. Just the way the numbers add up and the idea of making money and doing good with it. So my number one right now would be international business. Be able to travel and get out there and see the world and then give back to it.
We're talking with Tavion Cervantes. He's a senior at GHS in the football program and in wrestling. What's your take on the Galesburg community? Who were some of your mentors? I know you grew up here. You've gone to school here. Who inspired you, perhaps, along the way, would you say?
Well, as cliche as it sounds, the first one I would say is definitely my mom. There you've got a woman who, as far as the family is concerned, pioneered a lot of the things that I will be doing and that my uncles that are closer to my age are doing. She was the first to go to college. She was a single mother and she was in her own situation with that. It was very rough growing up in that, but, the way that she was able to overcome, finish college and set a good example and get a good job. And, it is just something very commendable about that for any woman and just the fact that she was, you know, there. Another one would be my Uncle Chris, since I didn't have the father figure. He did a very good job of stepping up for that, for me and my uncles, like I said, that are close to my age. And so whenever I really have a problem, he's actually the first person that I call over that. Cause I don't know, I feel like I have a connection with him seeing as he grew up as more of a tough kid growing up. And so since I don't feel it, my childhood was a little rougher, you know, I feel that connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the first two coaches that I had for, football and wrestling were John Hawkins and Tony Eastloss respectively. And the both of them did a great job of just introducing me to the sports, that I was involved with them. And they showed me a new side of life, realistically, a new side of myself. And I was able to bring that out and really hone my craft. And to this day, as a senior, you know, both of those I started fourth and fifth grade. And they still will contact me and still let me know what to fix, what to tweak, how I'm doing, and the fact that they're proud of me. And that just meant a lot to me growing up.
The Galesburg community, are you comfortable in it? What do you like about our community? What would you maybe change if you could? Do you think about it?
It's okay. Not something that really crosses my mind. I've always been the type that, until very recently, actually, until I was conversing with people about the Heart and Soul Project, did I really think about giving back to the community of Galesburg itself. You know, being 17, my main focus, like most mm-hmm. people anywhere, not just in Galesburg, was to just get out of Galesburg. And so now that I'm actually looking at it, I definitely would, there's certain things that I would want to try and do. I haven't really thought about what those mm-hmm. things would be, but.
It's a big question for a 17-year-old. Yeah. I mean, really.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, it is. And I know you talked about perhaps getting into business and traveling internationally, perhaps, which I think is always good, even if you come back to the community, to be able to go outside of it and maybe to bring ideas back. Do you think that's something you might do?
Well, my plans are to use the business know-how to start a restaurant, knowing my own restaurant. And so with that, I do, it is in the plan to bring it back to Galesburg at some point, not at the very beginning stages of it, but at some point to bring something back to Galesburg. So yeah, it is in the plan.
Now you just surprised me because I'm thinking, why would you start a restaurant? But I think that's great.
Yeah. I've always had, an interest in art in all forms. You know, I'll see art in the most simple of tasks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about whether or not it's art. It's about whether or not it's good art. It's about whether it talks to you or not. Uh-huh. I think through art, it's the only way that without being face-to-face someone, or even if you are face-to-face someone, nonverbal, you could create dialogue with somebody. My favorite chef, Dominique Klein, says that. You know, I always want to start a dialogue, you know, and there's certain things that you can say to someone about yourself, through things that would be considered art, such mm-hmm. as your fashion. You know, the way that you dress says, a lot about you. The way that you, if you can dance, you know, the way that you dance, the mm-hmm. music that you listen to, the food that you eat,
yeah.
the way that you prepare your food, why you eat the food, where does the food come from? What does that say? You know?
What kind of restaurant do you envision right now?
Anyway? More of a fine dining experience, but
I think people can have a lot of conversations through food, and I think food can be presented sometimes even as art. I don't know if you see it as that.
Oh yeah, I definitely see it as art. You know, it's one of those things that it takes a ridiculous amount of vision to create a menu and then to bring it into fruition and to say something with it. Mm-hmm. You know. And I mean, just think, like, when you go and travel somewhere, what's the first thing that you think?
I want to find where the restaurants
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Where are we going to go
yeah.
eat?
Yeah. You know? Where are we going to go eat? Yeah. You're right. I do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then when you're looking on there, you know, depending on where you are, you're going to see the same types of food because that's the culture there. You mm-hmm. know, there's big picture culture and there's the local culture.
Yeah.
And then there's the culture within a single person. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that all of those mold into a single individual and they're able to, you know, reflect yeah. that through art.
Yeah. Well, now I can't wait to eat at your restaurant whenever that might be. So it sounds wonderful. We've been talking with Tavion Cervantes. We've asked a little bit about college, about the community, about coming back to the community, which I think in the long run you'd really like to do if I understood you right.
Yeah, realistically, I think it's a great place to live, relatively safe, has good schools. And I think for adults, it has, you know, things you could do, and it's, you know, centrally located to go to places. If you don't enjoy doing anything here, that, you know, you're close enough to the big cities to mm-hmm. do those things, but you're able to live your own life in the small city setting, you know, but it's not so small that it's like
it's still
a city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still has opportunities. We're not too far from anything. That's for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you again for spending some time with us. Wish you luck and success in your wrestling career and for the rest of the football season for the GHS Streaks.
Thank you.
And thanks for being with us. We've been talking with Tavion Cervantes. He is a senior at GHS on the football team and in wrestling. And also happy to speak with him on behalf of Galesburg on Track, a heart and soul community. And we'll be visiting with others in this process, taking their perspectives on the Galesburg community. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL.